Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, I'm starting to lose track of the left-wing violent murderous attacks.
Well, they're getting numerous, aren't they?
We are almost to daily now. We are definitely at weekly. I mean, it's only been, what, not even 2 weeks since I put a lot of effort into this case where a deranged leftist opened fire into the ABC newsroom. He was mad over Jimmy Kimmel and Charlie Kirk. And that so terrified ABC News executives that he won. They pulled 9 minutes before it was supposed to air the Charlie Kirk tribute. They put it on YouTube instead. They didn't want to die. He was caught with a manifesto. He planned to kill Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Donald Trump, which I guess helped his case. It was California. They let him out within 24 hours, despite the manifesto and his plans that were found in the car to kill all of those. So, of course, the babysitter has to come in. Federal agents have to come in and swoop him up. Otherwise, he'll just go wandering around killing. Who knows? Whoever he feels like targeting next. That was last week. Not a week and a half ago. This keeps happening. This time, it's a man with 200 explosives in a leftist manifesto outside a Supreme Court event in D.C. So this is a church in D.C., it's called the Cathedral of St. Matthew the Apostle. And it's first of all, it's known as a place where several of the Supreme Court justices attend mass, period. But they have a highly publicized, maybe not in the future, red mass in which the cardinal prays for the high court as it embarks on its new term. And historically, it's attended by the justices. Louis Jerry, 41-year-old from Arizona, was there with his explosives, telling police and the bomb squad, you might want to stay back and call the federales. I have explosives. And he did. He did have 100+ of them, threatened to throw a bomb into the street as a demonstration that his explosives worked. When police said they were going to remove him against his will, he replied, several of your people are going to die from one of these. With a lighter in one hand, he handed them 9 pieces of paper that amounted to a manifesto entitled Written Negotiations for the Avoidance of Destruction of Property via the Detonation of Explosives. Lee, it read like a perfect CNN transcript of Democrat grievances. He hates Jews. Cool. So do they. I mean, they're trying to kill their own governors for being Jewish. Members of SCOTUS and ICE facilities, he said he had a significant amount of animosity to them, ICE and ICE facilities. So he's got that down. He's definitely been watching the CNN, watching the MSNBC. He then shifted his right thumb over the top of the butane lighter to initiate lighting action and stated, you better have these people step away or there's going to be deaths. So they were ultimately able to apprehend him. A bomb squad technician located in his pocket a vial with a white cap, which contained yellow liquid inside, with an M device taped to the exterior. And then the bomb squad found just massive cache of handmade destructive devices he intended to detonate. He was hoping, as the Supreme Court justices left, he was just sitting there in a tent with these devices. But they were saying, you know, look, it's D.C. There's such a homeless population there that, you know, walking by a tent would not be unusual for a Supreme Court justice. So, look, this is just another day, another left-wing attack with the media really curating their news at this point to drive the violence. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. when you understand what they're doing here, Lee.
Yeah. Well, they're also ignoring the coverage of this stuff. I'll be honest with you. That's the first I've heard of this, Tara.
Yeah, no.
First I've heard of this.
Well, no, because if you go to Newsbusters, it's being blacked out by the mainstream media. It actually happened on the 5th of October. Everything's being blacked out on the by the mainstream media right now. So they stoke the violence and then they black the violence out is pretty much what they're doing. This whole cartel hit, which is just so appalling on this Border Patrol chief, has basically been essentially blacked out by everybody but CNN and Fox News, as if it's not happening. So the left literally is flying blind at this point. But I want to come back to something yesterday I did in the second half of the show, because I want to put this out. So I want you to talk to your left-wing family members or to have something to say to them, okay? When they say militarization has never happened before in America, okay? That is the message of the Democrats. Militarization's never happened. We're living through a dictatorship. We're in the beginning of a Nazi regime. J.B. Pritzker actually said that yesterday, the governor of Illinois.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we're talking about is authoritarianism. We could have talked about Pol Pot. We could have talked about authoritarians across history. I chose something I know very well. I helped to build a Holocaust museum. And what I know is in the early days of the Nazi regime, they started slowly but surely taking away people's rights. And what we're seeing now is the very same thing. They've gone into cities now with the military. Think about that. In your lifetime, have you ever seen anything like that, where the president of the United States is sending military or troops dressed as military, ICE and CBP, in camouflage with automatic weapons into our major cities? It's wrong.
Okay. Sending ICE and CBP. This is the lie. This has never happened before. This is the evidence of the fascist Nazi dictatorship regime. Okay. If you go to Google, and you asked the question, and I screenshotted this. You could see this on my X feed. We're going to help these leftists get mentally better, okay? How long has ICE been in Chicago? Since 2003. Not new. Were they there before, Lee? Yes. Mm-hmm. They were just called the INS. INS. How long? They changed the name. Around the time they reorganized the Department of Homeland Security. Same people, same, nobody left, same people, same uniforms, everything. Doing, immigration enforcement. How long had the INS been in Chicago in a building, a federal building? 1933. Almost 100 years. This is not new. And I know I've got a lot of left-wing trolls today I've picked up. Let me repeat it for you. This is not new. So when he says they're sending them in, they're in military uniform. They've always worn SWAT style uniforms. It's not new. They're sending in ICE. They're sending in Border Patrol. No, they have a building there because they've been there. Stop lying. You're going to get people killed. Now, here's the next interesting part of this. So why then do we need the guard from Texas? That is new. Well, we need the guard from Texas because of the actual new thing, which is violent leftists and illegal immigrant cartel gang members are trying to kill ICE and have laid siege to the ICE building that has been maintained in Chicago since 1933. That is new. And that is why you're getting the new response. Not new for ICE to be there, not new for the Border Patrol there, but it is new for National Guard to come in because they have to protect the building and the agency in a way they have never had to do before. That's it. But they're lying. And they're pushing them and pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. Now we got a lunatic outside of Supreme Court, Justice Mass, trying to kill them with explosives. What's next week? What's next week?
Well, be careful what you ask for.
I know. The good
sadly,
news.
Sadly, we'll find out.
Well, there's really good news this morning. This isn't working, and I was afraid the American people were going to fall for this. This is not working. 78% of people, when asked by Harvard-Harris, Hillary Clinton's old pollster, to rate their priorities, number two in the nation outside of affordable Medicare and drug coverage, number two in the nation was removing illegal immigrants with criminal records. 78% said it's their number two priority. That's ahead of the economy. Improving the economy, more important to people. So they're getting it. They're terrified. They're realizing what's in their country and they're backing Donald Trump. This isn't going to work for the Democrats, but I'm afraid of the consequences this is going to have for innocent people who did nothing, nothing except resist the Democrats' increasing homicidal rage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.